Economic uncertainty, slow-reacting leadership and a hangover from the Great Resignation are undermining employee confidence, resulting in dented morale, plummeting productivity and a loss of talent. How can senior management ensure employees feel confident, motivated and committed to the business despite the challenges ahead throughout 2023? Asks David Beasley, Managing Director, ITPR. Providing certainty in an uncertain world. Given the current economic and geopolitical uncertainty globally, companies need to recognize that employees need job security, which goes far beyond the wage packet. Facing a year of likely disruption, including industrial action and the cost of living crisis, organizations need to engage with employees on both a personal and professional level. As such, leadership must focus on ensuring their employees have a sense of purpose and a feeling of belonging. They also need to know they are part of something meaningful, and those companies that invest in ensuring employees feel recognized and valued, as well as secure in their jobs, will achieve a more productive and committed workforce. Another key strand of improving employee engagement is inclusivity. Organizations must ensure that their employees feel part of the company, regardless of their roles, working patterns, and location. For example, for hybrid working employees, after 3 years of remote working and part-time office attendance, companies are still wrestling with how best to build a strong culture when employees interact face-to-face less frequently. For example, quiet quitting, where individuals do the bare minimum to keep their jobs, is a serious issue for companies, affecting not only productivity but also long-term business commitment. To ensure employees are connected to and committed to the organization, it is vital to understand the employee experience. However, according to research undertaken by ITPR, a third of UK business decision makers, 33%, said that remote or hybrid working has made it more difficult to deliver their internal communications. At the same time, 81% of companies capture feedback from employees once a year, and less than a quarter act on the information captured. As recent research confirms, 83% of HR leaders think employee experiences will become even more of a focus for HR this year. Capturing, understanding and responding to employee feedback will be vital. Retaining employees requires consistency. After the Great Resignation and continued pressure on skills and resources, companies are working harder than ever to create an employee experience that boosts retention. But in a hybrid world, it is becoming clear that employee expectations and priorities have changed. ITPR's research confirmed that high stress levels, 46%, and poor salary, 45%, are by far the most common employee complaints, but these are closely followed by a lack of communication from senior management, 34%, lack of personal development opportunities, 31%, and a lack of benefits, 27%. Lack of communication from senior management should be a massive concern. Company culture is more important than ever, and there is no need to look further than Elon Musk and Twitter to see the devastating impact a toxic culture can have on employee performance, morale, and retention. Individuals value being part of a great culture, and any misaligned messaging that affects employees' belief in the business vision will undermine their confidence and commitment. Companies can also underestimate or misunderstand the importance of employee loyalty, not just to the business but to a great manager, a mentor, and colleagues. Bad managers can be hugely damaging, making it essential that the entire management hierarchy is empowered with the right skills, training, and messaging to reinforce the quality of the employee experience. Senior leadership role is being human. Managers are the custodians of culture and, in an increasingly hybrid world, reinforcing that culture will require a far more proactive approach. Employees need to receive not only consistent messaging but far more individual attention, understanding and support. Managers need to make the time to understand employees and their individual motivations. For example, the economic crisis has encouraged growing numbers of employees to both take on second jobs and create the so-called side hustle, running businesses on a part-time basis alongside a day job. With the number of UK side hustles rising by 32% in the last decade, contributing a whopping £14.4 billion to the economy, most companies will have many employees relying on this extra source of income. It is, therefore, incredibly valuable for managers to know if this is the case, to understand how an individual might be spending their weekends or evenings. How is it going? Do they need additional flexibility? Is the individual developing new skills that could be useful to their career prospects within the business? Or, if the side hustle gets successful, are they going to strike out on their own? Engaged workers tend to enjoy their work more and are far more productive, innovative, and creative. Rather than a negative culture where employees feel compelled to hide any activity outside the business, leaders that invest in understanding their employees, including their side hustles and personal challenges, and work to create a better working environment will boost morale and, as a result, productivity. For managers, being positive and showing your human side is key to earning employees' trust and building a collaborative, engaging workplace. Retaining honesty and calmness. Showing your human side can, of course, be difficult when the business is experiencing tough times, but it is vital to present a positive outlook. As highlighted earlier, people need to be reassured in the current climate. The management team must come together to deliver clear, consistent messaging that, where necessary, acknowledges uncertainty but paints a calm, confident view of the future. Be truthful. It is far too easy for an employee to identify falsehoods, which will then prompt rumors and misperceptions to spread like wildfire around the business. But there is no need to go into too much detail. Messaging simply needs to be consistent and clear. And that, of course, can raise issues regarding communications channels. While email, social media, or intranet-based information is carefully managed, curated, and shared simultaneously, businesses can encounter problems when communicating with workers in the field or on the factory floor. Line managers must be well trained in the delivery of verbal messages to ensure every staff member receives the same information, with the right tone, promptly. Well-trained managers who have taken the time to build trust with employees will be best placed to communicate in a way that will be accepted and embraced by staff. CEO communication in its place. CEOs have a vital role to play in building employee confidence and setting the company culture. But that does not mean micromanaging every employee interaction. An open door policy may appear welcoming and human, but the internal communications team will not thank any CEO for personal level problem solving if the resultant employee communication is not on message. One off-the-cuff interaction, however well meant, could undermine months of carefully honed internal communication strategy. CEOs, like the rest of the management team, will need to be more empathetic. They need to understand and acknowledge the likely impact of the cost of living crisis and train strikes on individuals' day-to-day lives. They do not, however, need to get hands-on, recognize and empower dedicated staff to do the job and support the business. Just as a CEO would turn to the CFO to deliver financial information or the CIO to update the business on digital transformation, use the skills of the internal communications team, CCO, to develop and deliver employee messaging. Ensuring communication is two-way and using the information gathered by internal communications to better understand the employee experience, including their business concerns, is essential. All of this contributes to the rich tapestry of organizational culture. A key challenge for CEOs and the leadership team is ensuring the culture reflects an increasingly diverse and dispersed organization. The CEO is the foundation for the business culture, and it is vital that the messaging flows consistently through the management hierarchy to continually reinforce the company's values and culture. In a socio-political environment that is predicted to be uncertain in 2023, consumer confidence remains incredibly low, and that will affect employee perceptions and fears about the future. A successful organization needs its employees to rally and work together, supporting colleagues throughout tough times. Those businesses with a workforce that understands the mission, vision, and value and feel supported day-to-day will see employees keen to support their colleagues during tough times. In contrast, a business with a poor employee experience and inconsistent messaging will face an avalanche of talent jumping ship. No wonder, talent attraction, retention, flexible and hybrid working, and the employee value proposition, EVP, dominate HR leaders' 2023 agendas according to recent research. The value of effective employee experience management is tangible. Leaders and businesses that are more proactive with their employee engagement will be rewarded with a happier workforce, higher employee retention, less money and time spent on recruitment, and a positive impact on the bottom line. David Beasley has spent well over a decade working in PR, building data-driven PR campaigns in the UK, Europe, USA, and Asia to support his clients' business growth. Beasley is the managing director and owner of ITPR, one of the UK's longest-serving independent B2B technology PR consultancies. ITPR provides a combination of digital PR, content creation, market research, internal communications, CO and media relations services.